Okay, so sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And starting to settle in. So we'll start with three deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale really, really deep and retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Now inhale deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. One more time, inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. And now exhale. You know, let's start a slightly different way than usual here. So open up the mind. And now bring up in the mind something that you find compelling, maybe even like a figure, a person, a deity, someone you find inspiring. And bring up this quality of awe, respect, even kind of sweet longing. And then this is actually a bit kind of prayerful. This is kind of like prayer. And now kind of ask for help. And get this sense of being helped, being supported. Being loved, being understood. And also get the sense of opening up to something that you don't quite understand. So here we're opening up to the mystery. Okay, good. Now you can release that. And now we'll do our body scan as usual. Feeling the feet, legs, and hips. And now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. And also get the sense of the abdomen rising and falling on its own. There's no effort. Maybe there's just observation. And maybe there's not even a sense of observation. And now feeling the chest expand and contract. Now feeling the shoulders and upper back. And now the arms and the hands. And now the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath. And feel the whole body all at once. And release the breath, letting the whole body release, dissolve. And see if you can let go of all intention, all straining, all effort for just the next 30 seconds. And just sit in this open, spacious awareness. Okay, good. Now we'll start with the meditation. And I thought of something, so we're going to modify very slightly. So now reflect on your schema mode. So the kind of behavior, the mood, the part that expresses itself. And then ask yourself, what negative emotional state arises for me that I then, in order to get emotionally regulated again, I invoke the schema mode. So let me repeat that. So these schema modes are actually just afflictive emotional self-regulation tools or strategies. So let's start at the beginning. What's the upsetting emotion? It might be sadness, grief, anxiety, loneliness, even a sense of defectiveness. So here we're just looking for the emotion. Could be confusion. So go ahead and just identify that emotion. And just see it plainly. See it as it is. Really giving that space. Now, where do you notice it in the body? Notice how having this emotion triggers the body in a certain kind of pattern that is known to you, that the mind comes into a, let's just say, a posture that is also known to you. Okay, good. And now we're still in the identification step, the kind of mindful recognition step. So now just see the schema mode. It's like, ah, yeah. So this emotion arises, and then I kind of reactively fall into this afflictive emotional regulation pattern, my particular mode. Go ahead and just see that plainly. When you're in your schema mode, what thoughts arise? What mental states arise for you? When you're in your mode, what does the body feel like? There's likely a kind of a signature in the body of the mode. Just see that and see it with curiosity and interest. Start keep investigating and just follow any lines of investigation that help you see the mode more clearly. Okay. Now we're going to move on to the second step, relating variables. So now kind of step back from the mode, bring up this quality of broadness of mind, openness, perspective taking, and now study how it is that the mode arises. Likely you'll see how it's an emotional regulation strategy. So go ahead and just study this. Study how this mode brings about the next mode, etc. And be very loose and open and investigative about this. So you can see what brings rise to the mode, but also feel free to investigate what the mode brings rise to next. So it causes what next? Often these modes will come up in a kind of a pattern of series of modes. You know, first maybe you get goaded by the parent voices, then you overcompensate, then you avoid, then you surrender, then you collapse into like a child mode, for example. But investigate what it's like for you. Have this attitude of curiosity and interest, totally non-judgmental. Also, you might see the schema, the negative belief about self, world, the negative projection. You might see the schema that underlies this. It's not obligatory. And now let's move on to differentiation. So recognize how, well, it may be the case that when you're in your mode, you kind of very much collapse down into it. And then it's kind of very compelling. And you're just like, oh yeah, this is the way the world is. And you might even in some on some level forget that this is just a mental state that is arising for you, that it doesn't represent the entirety of reality. That reality doesn't kind of change just because you're in your mode. Investigate that for just a minute. Good. So let's move on to integration. So integration, pretty high, pretty overlapping with relating variables. But here we're just trying to make a coherent narrative around right now our modes or this particular mode. So just notice like, when the mode arises, what makes it arise, see the knock-on effects that it has, the causal kind of relationship that it's in with other mental states, both internally and externally. So also see how, oh, when you get in this mode, it has probably a negative impact on those around you, etc. And just do your best. Kind of follow the storyline, the story arc of your mode. Okay, good. So now let's move on to decentration. So here, so when we get into these afflictive states, like in my opinion, all afflictive states have a selfish, self-absorbed nature. And then to be clear, I'm not saying that in a harsh or judgmental way. It's just a statement of fact, and it's completely fine. So now recognize how, when you get into your mode or series of modes, that there's this loss of perspective, that you don't really understand the perspective of the other, and that your theory of mind collapses. See that clearly now. Again, no judgment or harshness is very important. Also, all the modes are self-referential. It's like you're the one that needs to overcompensate. You're the one that needs to avoid. You need to surrender. The parent voices are yelling and berating you. So see all that. It's all overly self-referential. Okay, so now let's move on to mastery. And we can achieve mastery through lots of different means. But the one that I'm going to suggest today is just chair work. So put your mode on a chair in front of you. And then either you can embody your healthy adult self, or you can have your healthy adult self in front of you. And we're going to achieve emotional regulation and mastery through the healthy adult kind of talking to, soothing, encouraging, or maybe pointing out some flaws or whatever it is to the mode. So go ahead and do that now. So what would the healthy adult mode say to your schema mode, your afflictive mode? Go ahead and develop that scene now. And also there should be no pressure, no judgment. It should just be encouragement, love, acceptance, maybe a little bit of helpful advice. Also, make sure that there's no sense of the mode. It really doesn't need to be ashamed of itself. Like in the presence of this, of the wise, healthy adult self, the mode is totally understood as just an adaptive response. Like the mode is just trying to help out. So it'd be frankly a bit silly to be hateful or rejecting towards the mode. The mode is just helping out, and that's seen clearly here. And see how much sense the mode makes. Of course it responds this way. Of course it tries to deal with the pain of the schemas in just this way. This makes such sense. So here in just a moment, we're going to have to wrap up. But now look back. What was this like? What did you learn? What are the take-home messages from this meditation? Okay, good. And now for just 30 seconds, reflect, oh, so many others fall into this same mode. This is so common. And then bring up a sense of camaraderie, understanding, and compassion towards those who fall into this same mode, recognizing the real suffering that this causes. Okay, good. And now releasing the meditation, bringing the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. Now opening the eyes halfway, but continuing to follow the abdomen. And now releasing the meditation entirely.